Well, I think you got to start, number one, was that our tax rate was lower than most of the surrounding communities. So we weren't up there and asking for more. We're just saying, you know, let's make an investment just as others do. So that's a part of it. But more importantly than that, it was an education of the voters to get out to talk, and it was mobilizing the community to support. It just didn't come. It wasn't the mayor's office. It wasn't the city council. This is an entire community that moved to make this happen.
And when you look at the turnout, it was close to 20%. For a sales tax issue, that's, you know, a pretty good turnout as well. So that's almost another stamp of approval from the voters.
Exactly. And that was one of my main concerns, looking at the voter turnout for the primaries, which were so low that we wouldn't have the individuals who supported it to show up. You know, they would just take it for granted, well, it's going to happen. But we did have a good turnout for a special election in the middle of July. And in fact, it was a couple of percentage points higher than the turnout for the primary elections.
Now that the tax has been passed, half of it is permanent, half is scheduled to sunset in 7 years. Where will that money go? What will it do?
Well, the part that's going to sunset, the half cent for the capital improvements, is going to build an additional fire station in part of our city that we've got an issue or a growing issue with response time, so we want to get that taken care of. The second one is to build a replacement police station because our police station is old. It's outgrown. The third is to build a new senior center, and then also some money for our parks and recreation to do some updates in those. Then the half cent that's going to be permanent will be for the operations and to hire the additional firemen that we need.
And when will residents and visitors to the city see it go into effect?
Well, now it's time to start getting into the professionals and the planning and moving forward with that. So it's going to take a little while, and hopefully after the first of the year, we'll see some dirt starting to